when we put it all together, this is what we'd like to call you, Gene of Jesus.
Let's tune in as evangelist Ron Bell takes you further.
You were born
into the word
in a manger.
In our today's lesson, we're going to be speaking primarily on the nature of God, and we have a question that we're asking Christians. Do you know what spirit you are of? So primarily, we're going to be speaking about the nature of God, and the question that we ask Christians is, do you know what spirit that you are of? Well, we will start off by reminding you that God is a spirit and he's supernatural. So as we study the nature of God, you can know and understand we're referring to the spiritual characteristics of who God is and his spirit, the qualities of his spirit. In the book of Luke, Jesus is just informed his disciples that he is the Son, he is the Son of Man, and that he shall be delivered up into the hands of man. Now we know what this is all about. We know that Jesus is trying to tell these disciples that he's going to have to go to the cross. And they was confused, you know. They was confused, and they were on, you know, at the words that Jesus said. They were confused because they didn't understand. But Jesus taught them, and he enlightened them as they were going on this journey. He taught them, and he enlightened them. And saints of God, this is one major point that I want to make right here. This is what he told us to do in the book of Deuteronomy 6 and 7. You know, he tells us to teach the word diligently to our children and to talk to them when we're sitting down. You know, when we're sitting down in our home, talk to them about the word of God. And when we're in our house sitting down, and when you walk on the by the way, he says, then you're to tell them about the word of God. Teach them the word of God. This is what he was doing as he was on his journey with his disciples. They were on their way to Jerusalem. And all the while he was walking and they were walking, he was talking to them about the word. He was planting the word, the seed of the word in their hearts, in their minds, and in their soul. And this is what we have to do if we want spiritual children. If we want children that's not run amok and not following every person that they see, you know, if they're not following the people in Hollywood, they're not following the people that's, you know, all of these little groups these people are in, these high echelon type people, you know, rappers and all kind of artists, you know, they're caught up with this stuff because they see it on TV all the time. They see it on their iPhones and iPads all the time. So this is the thing that's getting into these children. And the Bible said, this is what Jesus said. We're supposed to teach them when we're sitting in our house, when we walk along the way, and when we lie down. That means before you go to bed. You remember John Boy Walton and them, they always say goodnight when they got in the bed. They started off this list, and they started saying, good night, Papa, good night, Grandma, good night, Grandfather, and they called all the children's names, and they said good night. We're supposed to follow an example, something like that, but instead of saying good night, we're supposed to be speaking the word. You know, we could say, have a blessed night, have a great night, let God be in your night. Let God rule and reign in your dreams. These are things that we can say because it's in the word of God. And he said, you're also supposed to teach it to them when you rise up. So when you get up in the morning, that same process goes. God bless you. Have a great morning. You're blessed going in. You're blessed coming out. You are the head and not the tail. You're blessed children of God. You're going to be taught the word of God because I'm teaching it to you now. You will be saved. You will honor God. You will treat people with kindness and gentleness. Everything that God said to us that we should do, we should be feeding it to these children. When we're sitting in our house, when we're walking along the way, when we're riding in our car, when we rise up in the morning, and when we go to bed at night. So we see that Jesus did this. He practiced what he preached. So he taught the disciples, you know, as they walked along the way, and they were going to Jerusalem. And in verse 44, he says, and he tells them, it was my time for him, the Son of Man, to be offered up. It was time for him to go and die on the cross for mankind. And the disciples, he said, they didn't understand that. And in verse 46, he says, the reason they didn't understand, you know, because they hadn't been taught that. They hadn't been taught that. So they didn't understand what Jesus was trying to say to them. And he reasoned among, and they reasoned among themselves. And this is what they said. They reasoned among themselves, and they were wondering which of them would be the greatest. And Jesus could read their minds and their thoughts. Remember he said, I know your thoughts before you think them. He could read their thoughts. So this is how Jesus answered. He answered their thoughts. Just like he heard that fig tree speak, and he cursed that fig tree and it died. You know, this is how he heard the disciples when they were speaking and talking. He understood their motives and their meaning and what they were thinking. He understood all of that. And he answered. And he answered the thoughts. The thoughts he perceived coming from their thoughts. And he says, this is how he answered them. And Jesus answered in verse 48, and he said unto them, whosoever shall receive this child in my name, he had a little child sitting by him, and he said, whosoever shall receive this child, receive this child in my name, receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me, he said, receiveth him that sent me. That means his Father, God. He said, if you receive me, if you receive this child, then you receive me. And then if you receive me, then you receive him that sent me, which is his Father. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be the greatest. So he answered that question. He said, who should be the greatest of us? And this was James and John, the two disciples that was with him. And he told them, he said, you know, the ones that among you, you know, that is the least among you, he shall be the greatest. See, saints of God, we need to draw lessons, and we need to see what God is saying, what Jesus is saying in these scriptures. I don't have time to go all over that right now, but this, whenever you get the word and you get the scripture, you should get these scriptures and you should begin to read them and study them, and you'll get more out of them than when somebody's just talking to you or giving you a lesson. And verse 49 says, John answered and said, Master, we saw on casting out devils in thy name. It said, we saw a man. This is what they saw. He said, Master, we saw a man. He was casting out devils in your name. And we forbade him because he followed not with us. See, saints of God, it doesn't matter if people are following with you, if they're not in your little group, if they're not in your church, your specific denomination, it doesn't mean a thing. Because as long as they're following the rules of God and the word of God, they're with us. And you're going to find out what Jesus tells them. And we forbade them, they say, because they didn't follow with us. And in verse 50, and Jesus said unto them, forbid him not, for he that is not against us is with us. See, saints of God, it doesn't matter if these people are in a different denomination. It could be Catholic, it could be Protestant, it could be Church of God in Christ, it could be Seventh-day Adventist. It doesn't matter what they have over the door. Because let me tell you something, what's over the door does not matter. The name that's printed over the door does not matter. It's what's in your heart and what you obey, that's what matters. You know. So he told them, don't forbid him, forbid them not. For he that is not against us is with us. Saints of God, there's more people that's with God than you think. Because you put them in a category of they're in this denomination, they're in that denomination. And so you have already categorized them and prejudged them. And God said that won't work. So how many know that Jesus lived what he taught? As he went on his journey with his disciples, he never stopped teaching them and enlightening them. He also demonstrated his words to them. The word that he was teaching them and preaching them, he also demonstrated them to him. And he healed a man with an evil spirit. And the daddy had taken him to the disciples and they couldn't do it. They couldn't heal him. So Jesus showed them how to heal and cast out that devil that was in that man. So now we're talking about Jesus demonstrating the words that he give us, you know? And a little time to show you through scriptures. I want to take a little bit of time right now to show you through scriptures the answers to the question. You know, do you know what spirit you're of? Jesus kept teaching his disciples as they journeyed on their way. And they was headed to Jerusalem. And in verse 51 through 55, we'll get to the heart of this question. Do you know what spirit you're of? This is the main emphasis that I want to put on this lesson. This question and this answer applies to us today. It applies to us right now. Our question is, do you know what spirit you're of? And verse 51, and it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up. You know, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. 52, and he sent messengers before his face. And listen, saints, God will always send somebody. Before he come, he'll always send somebody to warn you or tell you. So as they walked on this journey to Jerusalem, he sent messengers. That was James and John. He sent them. And they went before him. And they entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him, to make ready for Jesus. Verse 53, and they did not receive him. The Samaritans did not receive them because, you know, his face, the Bible says, was as though he would be going to Jerusalem. That's how the Bible characterized it, is that his face was as if he was going to be going to Jerusalem. And verse 54, and when his disciples, James and John, saw this, when they saw this, these people did not, they didn't recognize Jesus. They didn't want to let him in to the city. And the reason is because the Jews and the Samaritans, they weren't getting along too good. And verse 54, and when his disciples, James and John, saw this, you can tell by the way this writer is telling the story that they were not pleased